Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi everyone, it's Deb Hill, and today my devotional is titled Fatherly Love. Growing up, my dad was a police officer and my hero. Dad was the oldest of seven during the Depression and never really had a childhood, but instead had too much responsibility at a very young age. His dad was a drinker and not a great example of fatherhood either. Though Dad was the best guy in the world in my young eyes, compassionate and kind, when he drank, he became a different person. It was very scary, and the fights between my parents weren't pretty. I learned early that my dad wasn't a reliable force in my life. And since my mom wasn't either, I grew up with many trust issues, no understanding of boundaries, and definitely abandonment issues. Somehow, through it all, God kept his hand on my life and around my heart. My paternal grandmother was a believer, and when things got crazy in life, I would pray that she would come and rescue my sisters and I. I pray you had a godly dad who exemplified God's great love. In many ways, mine didn't, and maybe yours didn't either. Mark Batterson said, God the Father is great, not just because nothing is too big for him. God is great because nothing is too small for him either. I accepted Jesus at 13, thanks partly to my grandma and my Heavenly Father's great love for me. I then began to learn about a Father who loved us so much that He would give His only Son to die so we could have a personal relationship with Him. This verse reminds us, see what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. John 3:1. As a child of God, I'm cherished, treasured, and cared for. He knows everything about me and loves me unconditionally. Miraculous. No matter what my issues were through the years, He forgave me and lovingly taught me to trust Him more. I still miss my dad, and I choose to remember his sense of humor and compassion. He taught me consideration for all people, and I know he loved me. I am forever grateful that God the Father is my rock and fortress, and I love this scripture. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will seek refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Psalm 91:4. Father, thank you for your enduring, patient love that always pursues and forgives and lifts us from darkness into light. Help us show that love and light to others. Christmas blessings to you all, and thank you for listening today.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.